Really excited about this chapter three. I loved what we covered so far. Chapter one, the focus on people, and chapter two, the focus on current customers. But chapter three is the one that in my coaching business, CEOs want to talk about. This is their chase, their pursuit, how to win new customers. This is the most talked about and sought after chapter within the Growth Cube. So if you remember, visualize our Growth Cube, this cube sitting in front of you, and on the top is people, because people are the top. That's chapter one. Chapter two, we start to go around the face of the cube. And we talked about current customers, and now we move around to one of the other faces of the cube, which we now call new customers. And how do we go get them? So the third dimension of six dimensions, and how to unlock the growth potential of your company. We focus now on new customers. You know, when I first joined one of my companies, I went out and visited a bunch of our customers and spent a few days in their offices to see what they were doing and how they were utilizing our products and services. I then went to a competitor's customer and met a great leader I will call Joe. He was not even a customer at the time, but he invited me to visit his office anyway, so I went. I was new. And Joe took me under his wing and taught me what happens in our customer environments. I learned a lot by spending 3 days on the front line with Joe and his team. He and his staff still talk about how impressed they were that the president of a company that was not even their vendor did this. After 2 years passed, they left their previous vendor and came with us. 3 years later, Joe was president of his industry association and a recognized thought leader in the space. We are still friends today because we built a relationship. It was more than a supplier. It was more than a vendor. Winning new customers is vitally important, no matter what your business entails. Somehow, most leaders I meet are not happy with their company's results in capturing new customers. It's one of the six strategies of your company, so we focus on it in this third dimension of the Growth Cube to help you develop a roadmap to change your new win trajectory. After successfully improving new customer wins in my last four leadership roles, and now with several companies in my current coaching business, I'm going to share with you what I've seen succeed in real companies. Now, if you succeeded at making your current customers raving fans, and your churn rate is less than 5%, then congratulations. You are succeeding at the first half of the formula to win new customers. Some of you will not let that point register and you will fly by what I just said and keep reading. However, it's one of the most important points for us to remember. And that is, to succeed as a business in the long run, the prerequisite for winning new customers is to have current customers who are raving fans. I ask that you think deeply about this. Ask your leadership team what they think. Be honest with yourself. I've seen it so many times with CEOs. The focused and elusive quest to win new customers supersedes the current customer who is already sitting at your table, and yet you still do not give them attention. For the future of your business, I beg that if you have not mastered Chapter 2 and do not have metrics to support it, if you're having trouble keeping your current customers, go back to Chapter 2 and work on that before you start Chapter 3. My goal in this book is to give you tools, models, techniques, and step-by-step plans. I hope you've seen that already. And when you get the book, you'll see even more models as you can visually capture what I'm talking about here in this audiobook. But it's about execution anyway. Winning new customers is no different. The road to winning new customers involves executing four steps, which I diagram in a graphic in the book. The four steps that we will talk about in Chapter 3. Number one, defining your strategic plan. Number two, defining your marketing and sales strategy. Number three, generating sales qualified opportunities. And number four, winning the sale with your sales team. Now, as we know, it's easy to show these steps in a graphic, but it can fall apart in the execution. And that's why so many CEOs I meet are frustrated with the level of new wins they achieve. Stay with me. Stay focused. We will get there together. Let's work on the details of making these four steps happen for you. And let's start with number one, the strategic plan.